slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
This week we step out of the time machine into July 1943. What were things like on the coastside back then? Well, checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, getting married is the cool thing. San Mateo County hit an all-time high in the number of marriage licenses issued in a month, with 138 being issued in June, according to the county clerk's office. Forest fire hazards at record peak. Motorists urged to exercise care. Throwing of lighted cigarettes, burning matches, and smoldering tobacco from cars is more prevalent this summer than ever before, says the California State Automobile Association. And need for soldier lodging. San Mateo County Board of Supervisors has authorized the County Civilian Defense Council to make a formal application for state financial assistance in establishing lodging facilities for visiting soldiers. Money will be used to convert the former Furniture Mart in San Mateo. The project would furnish 100 beds a night for visiting soldiers on leave. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. I'm beginning to learn so much about facing issues. It's all about attitude. Here's a recent tidbit that stuck in my brain. It's a simple word change. I've got to versus I get to. Here's how it works. And none of us are too old to switch. When something breaks down, for instance, I always think, I gotta call a repairman. When I turn on my new idea, it's, I get to call a repairman. It's usually Coastside Technical Services, by the way. They do a great job. The emphasis changes from negative to positive, and I get to think how glad I am for repairman experts to call. The concept goes from handling medical appointments to dealing with complaints to those little things that life throws you. Now it's all about I get to instead of I got to. Accentuate the positive. Keep calm and get on with it. The United States is now 2 years into World War II, and truly the war rages around the globe. But the war in Europe starts to turn in our favor as Italian and German forces surrender in North Africa. Italian dictator Mussolini resigns, and the surrender of Italy is announced on September 8th, where at home, due to the number of men fighting the war, 18 million women are employed in wartime manufacturing. Due to shortages, America sees its first rationing, which includes canned food, meat, cheese, butter, gasoline, even shoes. Due to the shortage of copper, the United States' 1 cent coin is made out of steel. This is also the year that future President Lieutenant John F. Kennedy's PT-109 is sunk by the Japanese destroyer. In 1943, our favorite pastime is listening to the radio and going to the movies. The most popular are Heaven Can Wait, Lassie, Come Home, and For Whom the Bell Tolls. The most popular music touches on the war, like Praise the Lord and Pass the Ammunition, and Coming in on a Wing and a Prayer. But we like to dance, and in 1943, one popular swing tune is Duke Ellington's Take the A-Train. Thank you. There were many goodbyes as young men and women parted because of the war, and slow dance love songs were popular on and off the dance floor. Here's one example, Dick Haymes, and You'll Never Know.
You'll never know just how much I miss you. You'll never know just how much I care. And if I tried, I still couldn't hide my love for you. You ought to know, for haven't I told you so? A million or more times you went away, and my heart went with you. I speak your name in my every prayer. If there is some other way to tell you I love you, I swear I don't know how. You'll never know if you don't know now.
Each week, the Time Machine takes us on an adventure of memories. Thanks for listening, and until next time, for the KHMB Time Machine, this is Cameron Palmer.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.